love. Our homily this morning will be embodied by the testimonies of representatives from our community partner, South Hayward Parish. They have coordinated a beautiful visual presentation of all the ways that South Hayward Parish shows up in the community in solidarity with those in need. This morning, we honor the memory of Betty DeForest and her legacy of generosity. This Thanksgiving, we are grateful for the opportunity to nurture this relationship with South Hayward Parish so that we can practice our Unitarian Universalist principles and live into our values. Please give a warm welcome to our own Terry Owen, LaVon Hodges, and all our partners from South Hayward Parish.
I'm Terry Owen, and I'm your board member on the South Hayward Parish Board. We've prepared this worshipful PowerPoint. Renee? South Hayward Parish, we're an interfaith organization composed of 8 congregations at the present time. We're committed to empowering our community with the main focus of addressing issues of hunger, homelessness, and social justice. We began back in 1965, over 50 years ago, so we have been embedded in the Hayward community for more than 50 years, and it's good to remember some of the founders that we've lost, Jim Forsythe, Doris Rodriguez, and Betty DeForest, and others that I'm sure I'm not remembering. But this has been a long effort over many, many, many years. And so we are committed now to taking on the mantle of continuing the progress of South Hayward Parish. There were 3 founding congregations, United Church of Hayward, South Hayward United Methodist, and New Bridges Presbyterian. Okay. Now, the current congregations are the same 3. Now, we believe the fourth congregation to join. So we have been in South Hayward Parish since 1975. And then the following: St. Clement Roman Catholic, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Congregation Shir Ami, Our Lady of Grace in Castro Valley. Okay, and now we're going to address our program. So I'm going to have Sue Merrill come up to talk about our food pantry program.
Well, during introductions, the past executive director, so now I am a faithful volunteer in the sense that I provide support. People say, how can we support? Let me tell you, I have a lot of things you can do, but everybody knows nonprofits don't turn on their lights with cans of food. They need money. So if cans of food aren't your thing, money is. I tell people, I'm never afraid to ask for money. I'm not. Okay, this is the biggest part. The food pantry is the biggest part of South Hayward's programming. And it also impacts other things they do. It is really central and has been from the very beginning central. It's one of the biggest food pantries in Alameda County, supported by the Alameda County Food Bank. It's open 4 days a week, which by itself is unusual for food pantries in the area, from 3 to 5:30. And what you do is you're assigned to a day. You come and you say, I'm hungry. And we have said, I'm not supposed to say we because that's not me anymore, but they say, gee, do you live in Hayward, Castro Valley, Union City? And you say, yes. Oh, come get some food. And you can come back on that day once a week. The 71 100 low-income clients don't necessarily come every week. Some of them might come every other week. Some of them might come once a month based on how they're funded. But every day, South Hayward Parish feeds, that it's open, approximately 80 to 100 people. Levon just told me that in the heavy rain on Thursday, 93 families showed up. We're talking about 400 families a week. Now, they get, okay, next one. They get to choose, to some extent to choose, because it depends on what's available. But, gee, do you want fruit, apples, or oranges? Both? Good. You get, if you're a family of three, you probably get three apples. Sometimes you get six apples, and sometimes you get a bag of apples. Depends. The goal is to provide 3 days of meals for every individual in the family, and the families range from 1 to 13 in size, so you can imagine there are people shuffling bags. One of the things that they do down there is if you come in and you need a box of food, there's somebody to get that food to your vehicle or to help you get out to the street with your cart. Lots of people walk. People don't necessarily have the facility to drive and get their food. They walk. And one of the pictures, this one, shows the bags lined up for people to get food. Grocery Rescue is a thing from that is worked out with the Alameda County Food Bank. They set it up, and the neighborhood grocery stores that are listed there, Target, Union City Target, Mayfair Target, Food Max, and a couple of other places, that South Hayward Parish can go and pick up their food, which is almost post-dated, or maybe seasonal. Let me tell you about the Halloween candy. Which, by the way, goes to, I have a story here, goes to the basketball students. We don't, haven't in the past, we set up a, the board set up a guideline that said we don't give out that much sweets because it's really not good for people. But what happens then is that sometimes big quantities of meat become available. So in addition to the fact that probably two-thirds of what is given out is fruits and vegetables, they get milk, eggs, meat, based on whatever is available. I mean, it can be phenomenal. So, various community organizations give money. For example, Purple Lotus comes in with a cart of rice and beans, dry beans and rice. Sometimes they're in one-pound packages, but sometimes they're in those 50-pound bags. And we use those volunteers that you're going to get asked about. Can you come down and put this into plastic bags the right size? Panera Bread comes in great, big bags. And there are a couple of very faithful volunteers who break that down into family-sized portions. And individual donors. Now, this is my favorite line that I tell everyone. What can you give? This size peanut butter. The large ones don't work for families. Tuna fish. Pop-top cans are particularly desirable for people living on the street. Spaghetti and meatballs does not have to be cooked. Some things need to be heated. This does not. Small cans of fruit, pop-top cans. But for family food, the five best things are tuna fish, dry beans, rice, oatmeal, and peanut butter. That's really protein and a mixed support. That's good food. So, adding mine to that. What happens when people come in and they're asked, do you want this or this? And you say, I'd like that. And you get, oh, thank you. No, I really don't. And people come in and say, oh, I still have some from last week. Save that for somebody else. The nicest, most generous people in the world, by and large, are the people going through the food line. And they get to know everybody. And this is one of the places that Betty was to just to sit and everybody would come by and say, "Hi, Mama." And she would greet them all, and she knew when they had babies, and she knew when the kid got married and went off to college. What it is a big family, and everybody kind of knows everybody else and treats everybody really well. Back to your acceptance thing that we were talking about earlier. And all of this is also, oh, I didn't bring up Edward Hale. You can do something. This is the something you can do. And Terry asked me to add in this in. We have people who are very hungry at the colleges. And initially, the basketball team from Chabot came in. You know how tall those guys are? And they're hollow from there going out. And they duck going through the doorways. And then, they would have a place to live, but no food. So they would come and volunteer and then go home with food. But that led to the discovery that there's an awful lot of hungry college students who could get their books. But, you know, if you don't eat, you don't learn a lot. So now, with the cooperation of several different organizations, there's a food pantry at Chabot, and there's a food pantry at CSU East Bay, all of which is wonderful. And everybody gets treated well, and everybody belongs to that family, regardless of who they are. And people will come back and volunteer because they got food. I met a guy at the bank, and we got into a conversation, and he started bringing in bags of change because when he was hungry about 20 years ago, South Hayward Parish fed him. So now he collects his change, and every so often, he comes in and plops it on Sabrina's desk. So, the other thing I want to say that you really can do when you want to do something. I went to the bank now several weeks ago, and I just went to get money because we were leaving town and whatever. And there was an older woman there with somebody about this size selling candy bars. And I said, gee, I not good for me. I really don't want a candy bar. And she said, well, we're trying to sell these so that we can have money for food. And I said, do you know about South Hayward Parish? No. Do you know where Weeks Library is? Yes. South Hayward Parish is across the street, and you can tell people who are asking for food where they can go. South Hayward Parish isn't the only place they can go, and it is only 2 or 3 days of food a week. But you know what? That's 3 out of 7. So among the several things you can do, let people know. And there's a picture of what it's like. People help fill the bag, but individuals, the clients, choose what they want. I think that was the last one. Yep. Okay. Is Betty's garden doesn't belong to me?
Yeah, that does. Well, it does.
All right. All right. Well, Betty's garden is now Betty's garden, but originally it started out, and we were simply, this is now several years ago, trying to get a community garden where people could participate, and fortunately that was the year of the drought. So we have a space, no water, and we eked up through. Well, then this last year, great steps were taken to A, have water, and B, have the small hands people who design boxes, and they're, so they're raised beds. It's a lot easier to manage, and it actually has produced radishes and lettuce and some other kinds of things, chili peppers, I think. And it's good for the community, for the kids, and for the parish. We also periodically have people who offer us fruit and so forth, and there are, that's listed here, and the other ones who... I'm sorry, you see, you tell me to talk, and I can just talk. Anyway, but there are other, so there are groups who do and go glean, like off of trees and so forth. Anyway, the small thing you can do is a big thing to someone who's hungry.
I I volunteer at South Hayward Parish 2 days a week, doing and putting the sign-in sheets to the computer of all the people that come through the food line, and also new applications, many of which are homeless. December 1st, we are going to be starting our winter shelter. But during the week, we have showers, which average 250 a month. And we could also use, and we provide towels, toiletries, and socks. And we can always use donations of toiletries and socks, because they go through those very quickly. And if we have mail service, we can use our address to receive mail. And DMV forms, free and which are free and reduced fee waivers available. And we have helpful resources pertaining to individual needs. One day I was working in the office. This lady comes in with two small children. She's crying. Oh, they're gonna raise my rent. My husband left me. We moved in with another woman, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't afford to pay any more rent. So Sabrina, our office manager, got a hold of somebody with the housing, and the lady got her rent reduced. So she comes back in the next couple of days and comes up and gives us a hug, and it made me feel so. I felt so good that day that we were able to help her get her rent reduced. Why we do it? These are quotes from clients on why we do it. This outreach program helped me where others like them couldn't. They provided me a place to shower, shave, etc., without having to join their congregation or attend church. They simply understood, which we really do. The staff treats me with respect. Not only can I shower, I can also get information about housing and employment. This is in memory of Joe White. In 2013, temperatures in the Bay Area dropped near freezing. Joe White was living on the streets of Hayward. He was one of seven men to die from exposure in the Bay Area that winter. I have a recent story, which I will share. On Thursday, November 16th, 2017, South Hayward Parish received a phone call from Social Services at St. Rose Hospital. A 57-year-old male, a double amputee, was being discharged from the hospital. The patient had no source of income, no residence. Unfortunately, despite the workers' best efforts, could not find housing in southern Alameda County. Upon speaking with her, we provided her with information for possible CHASS program. Alameda County was not able to provide the resources he needed at this time. On Friday, the social worker from St. Rose contacted us to see if we could provide any other resources. We contacted St. Vincent de Paul in Oakland. Fortunately, they were able to give a voucher shelter bin until April 30th, 2018. We will also receive case management help to assist him with his benefit issues. This is a prime example of why it is imperative that South County receive more shelter resources. Our winter warming shelter will be open from December 1st, which is just right around the corner, until April 30th. And this is dependent on weather conditions. It has to be 70% chance of rain and or below 40 degrees. And we have security on site. We have 25 bed mats, but it's adult men and women only, so no one under 18. And that we will serve a warm dinner and a light breakfast. And referrals of support services also available. I have volunteered the winter shelter and heard the stories of why people have become homeless. They've lost their jobs. They couldn't pay their rent. One man had to get out of a bad situation with his girlfriend. So he just said, "I couldn't take anymore." So he decided he'd rather just stay on the streets. And then eventually he did find housing, which I'm happy for. And we can also always use volunteers at the winter warming shelter. And we could also use We could also use donations of scarves and socks, and we also need volunteers to wash the towels and the sheets and the blankets. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can call Ralph Morales at 785-3663. We do it to help. I am so grateful for a dry place to lay my head for at least a night. If someone without a car comes in, they can have my space if I can get an extra blanket. I've seen a couple of people. I said, well, I think I'd rather sleep in my car tonight. So then the director would look at the waiting list. Well, I'll call this person in and they can come in. So we got some people off the waiting list. So that was helpful. And I haven't had actual meal in a week. So they are happy to have the dinner and the light breakfast. And we are fighting for social justice. Oops. Sorry.
I'm Daryl Berman. I'm the present president of South Hayward Parish. I've been in that position for a few years, and I think one of the things that attracted me to South Hayward Parish was its social justice, the work we've done, and the No Room for Racism campaign, which ran for, we have slides on some of these that are coming up, but I want to mention before we move to those slides that we also were instrumental in the forming of FESCO many years ago. Also, the CAN program, we were very involved in that, the homeless program, which no longer exists like it used to, but we were very instrumental in running that. And also, the one that I came on, I joined the parish when we started the Day Labor Center. And that, at that time, there were many men on the street in South Hayward, and we didn't really know what to do. And I think speaking on behalf of those who have no voice, but actually what we did was we tried to create an environment where the people on the street could speak in their own voice to the city. And I think we made a big difference with that program. We went out first with surveys to find out what the guys would want. And believe it or not, the top thing they wanted was sports. And eventually we did have a soccer program that ran for many years. But we wrote up something for the city, and we got money, and we were able to open the Day Set Labor Center, and we ran for 10 years. And I think the important point about the parish is we considered ourselves an incubator of programs. We didn't want to like have an empire of different programs. We tried to spin the program off, and we did. We spun the Day Labor Center off as its own entity at one point. The No Room for Racism, they were on the street for many years, and I always remember Jim Forsythe was there, very dedicated, and there were years when he went by himself and stood on the corner. That program was noticed in Washington. We've had signs put around the city that are still there. And the next thing after No Room for Racism, the Martin Luther King rally, which we have every year. And this year we've turned it over to the pastor committee, three women of color, because we wanted them to, they're going to lead they're going to make the program. I think it's going to be very different this year. Instead of us as the parish leading it, we're doing just logistics and having them come up with the program. And I'm kind of excited about it. It's going to be different, so I'd urge people to come this year to our Martin Luther King Day rally. And there you can see Reverend Rochelle. And... Eden Interfaith Council, we're part of that. That's the recent organization that came together because of an incident in Chabot Park. And we've been an active participant in that organization. This is the DACA demonstration of very recent days. And you'll notice Terry and I are there, and Patty from the parish with the mayor. And I had to drag Terry up front, but it was sort of fun. And these are organizations in Hayward, churches and organizations that we've worked with that aren't actually members of the South Hayward Parish, but we have done things with them and participated with them. Now I think somebody else is going to talk about volunteers.
There's three things that we need. We need food, we need money, we need volunteers. The winter shelter is coming up, and that requires staffing by volunteers, and because we don't always know when it's going to be open, you would sign up for a day, and then if that day is the day of inclement weather, then you would be on call for that day. So, oh, money. Okay, I wanted to tell a story. Christina Burnett from United Church of Christ, a fellow board member, and I went to a workshop in Oakland about fundraising. And so we were going up there, and we got our coffee and our donuts, and we're sitting there, and the woman running the workshop said, "Remember, you're not begging for money." So Christina and I were astonished. We thought, "Oh my God, we must be in the wrong room. Weren't we signing up for the How to Beg for Money workshop?" And so we thought, well, what could she possibly mean, you know? It sure feels like we're begging for money. And we sort of didn't believe it. How is it true when we always felt like we were begging? And she explained, she looked at us like, what are you, crazy? She said, people want to give. 70% of Americans make charitable donations or volunteer, more people than vote. People want to give so things that are important to them can be done in their names. Feeding the hungry, helping the homeless, and seeking social justice. Right here at Star King, our church exists because of this exact premise that you support this church in order for your values, your UU values, to be made real. South Hayward Parish is an extension of our church into the community. It's an extension. It is as much a part of us as we are a part of them. So we are not begging for money. We are offering everyone the opportunity to give, to make your own values real in our local community. And thank you very much. Well, we also have donut to supplies, but I also want to send out a special love to our faithful donors, the people who give monthly. You know who you are. Some people sign up at work. If you're working for a large organization that has a checkoff, South Hayward Parish is available there. We have people who send in checks every month. We have people who do by PayPal every month. We love you. You are the best. Okay, I think this might be the volunteers. We always need volunteers. And then we're more and more on social media, so you can try to find us there, or we'll come find you. And this is a thank you from the parish to Star King for being part of South Hayward Parish, for providing dedicated volunteers, for our amazing donors. For me, I'm so wonderful. And for the passion from your congregation and the lovely Reverenda Maria Christina. And so thank you very much.